Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Food and Drug Administration authorized a second booster dose of either Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna COVID-19 vaccines.
The CDC and the FDA are now allowing and will make available booster shots, a fourth shot, for people over 50 for the immunocompromised. We have plenty of supply to ensure that those populations can receive these shots.
White House spokesperson Kate Benningfield. NASA astronaut Mark Vandehei and two Russian cosmonauts returned to Earth from the International Space Station aboard a Russian Soyuz spacecraft that touched down in Kazakhstan on Wednesday morning. The return concludes Vandehei's NASA record-breaking 355 consecutive days in space. NASCAR racing is in Richmond, Virginia this weekend. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After years of trying over numerous administrations, President Biden locked down the historic legislation Tuesday in the Rose Garden at the White House.
Lynching is now a federal hate crime. President Biden signed the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act into law. He noted prior to the legislation's passing, there were hundreds of attempts to outlaw lynching.
It was over 100 years ago in 1900, North Carolina Representative George Henry White, the son of a slave, the only black lawmaker in Congress at the time, who first introduced legislation to make lynching a federal crime.
The measure is named for the 14-year-old black boy who was abducted, tortured, and killed in 1955 after he was accused of whistling at and accosting a white woman while visiting relatives in Mississippi. That woman, Carolyn Bryant, told a historian 50 years later that Till never touched her. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Final Four men's basketball tournament takes place in New Orleans, Louisiana on Saturday. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A misspeaking President Biden during his European trip last week has led to clarifications numerous times. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, the Republican from Louisiana, says that people have a hard time understanding President Biden on the world stage.
This is a major liability. And first of all, President Biden's foreign policy has been a major liability. You go back to Ukraine, the weakness he's shown on the world stage his entire presidency has really given a signal to all of the bad guys around the world, whether it's Putin, look at Xi. Look at, they're trying to negotiate with Iran right now to get a nuclear weapon and using Russia to help negotiate. People are looking at this going, you know, America basically has stepped off of the world stage as a global leader of freedom, and President Biden continuing to make these gaffes. They can't send Kamala anywhere. They sent her to Poland. I don't know if he came to mop up the mess and made even more mess, but then they continue to try to walk back statements that he made as the President of the United States. You know, your words have consequences. You go back to the old Secretary Gates' comment that Joe Biden has always been wrong on foreign policy. The only problem is that before he wasn't the final decision maker. Today, he is the commander in chief.
The taxpayer-funded deal to build a $1.4 billion stadium for the Buffalo Bills football team is not only a touchdown for the team, it's a big win for Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul's husband, Bill Hochul, a senior vice president and general counsel for Delaware North, the major food concessionaire at the Buffalo Bills home field. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, good morning, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, and it's great to have Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I'm just kind of watching all these brands that are just exploding right before our eyes, whether it's Will Smith, Disney. I mean, what is going on here? I mean, we're just abandoning common sense to such a degree that people are willing to, I guess, abandon their asset and their brand. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is pretty unbelievable. Now, you know, Will Smith, I think, is a different circumstance than Disney, but you can make a case that Will Smith is a circumstance of somebody who does something out of anger or something, and then regrets it, which is a different circumstance than what Disney's doing, which is a premeditated destruction of their brand.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to me, it was faux. It was absolutely fake. I mean, because he was laughing just a second before, and all of a sudden he looks at the wife unit, and the wife unit gives him the eye, and all of a sudden now he's got to be all that in a bag of chips, and then he's celebrated as some sort of hero when the victim himself is cast aside and go, wait a minute, this guy made it all about him. He stole the limelight, you know, whatever was remaining of the Oscars, he steals it and makes it all about him and his wife. But meanwhile, I mean, he and his wife, well, particularly his wife, were talking pretty freely about their marriage relationship, and they were kind of like the butt of all kinds of jokes, you know, throughout Hollywood. And, you know, so it's like, wait a minute. You guys have kind of set this up, and then all of a sudden, a comedian makes a, you know, kind of a B-level joke. I mean, it wasn't even top 10 joke. It was a minor little joke.
It was being snarky.
Yeah, but even then, it wasn't. On a scale of, you know, jokes, I mean, I would say, gosh, if I'm going to get slapped, Rick, I want to get slapped because I said an A joke. I mean a real A, you know,
well,
top,
I get
you know.
It,
Bill.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
A guy who played and I believe won an Oscar, at least was nominated for an Oscar for playing Muhammad Ali. Okay.
Yes.
He goes up and slaps a guy?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, man. If this is actually real, and you've played Muhammad Ali
in
numerous action movies, I've yet to see an action movie that involves one man slapping another.
Right.
So I'm kind of, you know, unless he was challenging him to a duel, I just was kind of taken aback by the the fact that, you know, he hasn't learned how to close his fist. Because if he's really mad, okay, if I am so enraged, and I'm kind of going back to what I said initially, because I'm thinking about it now. If I'm so enraged that I hop on a stage in front of everybody, I've lost complete control of my senses, I guarantee you, my hand, I'm not slapping anybody. Okay, right. I'm hitting them, I'm on top of them, and, you know, and it's all on. But going up and slapping somebody, I mean, it's kind of, it's like, dude, you're either all in or you're not. But once you get on stage, you got to be all in. And, you know, but,
that's what I mean. This is all faux. It's all faux. And I wouldn't be surprised if he and Chris Rock are, you know, back in the veranda in his backyard, and they're just laughing their heads off because now Rick, you know, Chris Rock tickets are going for $350 as opposed to $50.
Exactly right. That's the thing. I mean, Chris Rock, a guy who's was just, to be honest, his career was on the back end. You know, he wasn't the guy who was the host of the hall of the Oscars. He's a presenter, you know, kind of coming on an award that was nobody cared about, and his job was to provide 3 minutes of humor to make it so the award ceremony wasn't so dull. And, you know, and so they have this little thing, and now Chris Rock's a hot commodity on the road. You know, Will Smith, an hour later, he wins the best actor Oscar. Goes off.
Now, did he win the best actor Oscar for after the Oscar, or, you know, for a movie
afterward?
No, okay, yeah, because I mean, he went full on Jussie Smollett on us.
Well,
yeah, I mean, it's like, give me a break. I mean, come on, you know, like you're sitting there. Oh, don't cry for me, Argentina. Come on, stop it.
You know, woke Hollywood is supposed to be all, you know, upset about anything that happens, any micro transgression. You know, an hour after the Oscars, Will Smith and his wife were at the Vanity Fair party just laughing, and he's apparently, going along and rapping some of his old tunes, and, you know, just like nothing happened. And it just goes to show you, I mean, it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. Hollywood is fake. Okay? It is acting. Everything that they present is fake. Nobody is who they seem to be. They are actors, and they're presenting a brand, as you said at the beginning. And, you know, so Will Smith, all these Hollywood people, you know, should have ostracized him. By all of their rules, should have ostracized him. If he'd gone up and said something bad about Chris Rock, that would have been worse than hitting him in Hollywood work, in Hollywood rules. So he goes around, everybody's partying, everybody's, you. You know, that is so, it just goes to show you.
He's the male. Yeah, and he's the male hero. I mean, he is the now he's the example. Now all these would you have gone up and slapped him for me if he had said something about me? I said, well, first of all, I'm not sure that you would go around talking that you are having sex with everybody else in town with your open marriage and let it be an open, you know, bit of conversation. Just saying, just for starters. But you know, now it's like, oh, you know, like someone, oh, it was an act of chivalry. Oh, please.
Yeah, well, maybe the real problem was Chris Rock said no.
We'll leave it at that. I don't know if you've seen Chris Rock's presentation about, and he did it back in 2008. It was like, in replacement of fathers not having their talk with their children, you know, that talk, children, you know, black fathers and black sons, you know, how not to get your A kicked by the police. I don't know if you saw that. And now he's going to do a little amended version to that. It's hysterical. Raw, I will tell you language-wise, but it is hysterical. And now he's going to have to do a little addendum to it, how not to get your A kicked by Will Smith at the Oscars. And so that'll be
your A kicked by an A-lister. There you go.
Yeah, right. Right, exactly. So, and then meanwhile, the other brand explosion is Disney. Can you believe? I mean, Walt Disney's got to be rolling in his grave. I mean, at full spin. This is unbelievable how they've abandoned and destroyed their brand, you know, for the sake of wanting to protect the kids and buy into this faux narrative of don't say gay on this, you know, this bill that was signed into effect by Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday. Unbelievable.
Yep.
It's madness, Rick. It I'm telling you, it's total madness.
Absolutely.
This is, and you wonder, you go, what's next,
here's
right?
Here's how we destroy our country. This is how we destroy our country.
Exactly.
Boom.
Stay tuned. We've got more from Rick Manning after this.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. We are just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, just to wrap up what we were talking about earlier, this all this commotion with Disney and Florida and even at the Oscars, you know, gay, you know, the ladies... you know, that were the official hosts, not Chris Rock. You know, I mean, this is being so thrust upon us in such a way that when you consider the numbers, I think, Rick, the numbers they're still talking about, but the legitimate number is still somewhere around 1% of the population. 1% is tormenting 99%, and it brings back memory of the Clinton campaign. If you remember, there was a very aggressive movement by the gay community. At that time, it was gay, it was homosexual, that sort of thing. You know, now you have to use all the letters appropriately, or you'll be thrown in, you know, culture jail. But anyway. They kept saying, well, you know, it started at 5% of America is gay and then 10. And it got up to, by the time Clinton was elected, it was like 25%. The number had expanded. And so they go in and meet with Bill Clinton and go, hey, look, we got you elected, man. We represent 25% of America. So then Clinton brings out the real numbers and says, well, here it is. I mean, you're less than 3%. So, you know, let's put it, hey, appreciate your help, appreciate your support, I'll do what I can for you, but, you know, don't come here and be swinging a 25% big bat, because it's more like 3%. So suddenly everything shrunk, you know, and they just kind of tucked tail and went out the door and got whatever they could get from the Democrats and Bill Clinton, which was very little. But here we are, fast forward. And you've got people, I mean, it's like, what do you want to teach a kid, a kindergarten to a three-year-old? Why do you want to teach a kid about sex? I mean, our culture is so oversexed anyway, so let's just oversex our kids too, right?
Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense. It's a, there is, it's a dangerous touchstone. And you know, I think in the break you talked about 43% of the, some teachers saying 43% of her fifth grade class was transsexual. And the simple fact is that, you know, in fourth and fifth grade 10 years ago, there wasn't a single person in that class even knew what that was.
Right.
And because of what's being crammed down their throats and the poison being poured in their ears from media and from school, the poison being poured in their ears, it's cool to be a, you know, gender bender. And that's what's cool. And if you're not a cool kid and you're seeking affirmation, that's what you do. And so this is all created by sick adults, and we just got to stop it.
Can you imagine, Rick, probably in some of the schools across America today, you know, when they do the morning announcements, they probably have a special time for, we have a special announcement from sixth grade. We got little Joey who wants to, you know, has, you know, some breaking news for us. Little Joey, you got the microphone. Why don't you tell everybody what you want? I just want everybody to know that I'm coming out, that I'm, and all you got this big celebration going on in elementary school. I mean, can you imagine? This is probably the kind of craziness that's going on right now. And, of course, that stuff is heard by, you know, kindergartners all the way up anyway. They're going to be exposed, and the teachers are going to applaud. Oh, isn't that so awesome? You know, so brave of Joey to do this stuff, and we're going to celebrate this stuff. And like you said earlier in talking with the kids that you have been speaking with and trying to mentor, is that you realize that these kids are really pressured into this, and especially if they happen to be a little geeky or you know, not in the flow and not part of the social class of school, in order to fit in and all of a sudden to be empowered, if you know what happens is the system is saying, if you declare that you're trans or you're gay, all of a sudden your street cred, your class cred goes up, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's a suddenly you become a protected class, so nobody will pick on you, because that would be a hate crime. And secondly, you are exalted as being brave and courageous for coming out, when in fact the only brave and courageous kids are the kids who are sitting there and saying, "Wait a second, that's nuts." And any kid who actually stands up and says, "This is nuts. What are you talking about?" That's the courageous kid, because that's the kid who gets suspended from school. That's the kid who gets ostracized.
So actually telling truth causes you to be ostracized and causes pain. Do you have any, so you have any doubt why all these kids are sitting there and willing to say, you know, they get to college and suddenly they're willing to be confronted by somebody and they say, Joe says he's a giraffe. What is Joe? Oh, Joe's a giraffe. Because they can't say what Joe is. Joe's an idiot.
Right.
Joe's mentally ill. They can't say that. What they have to say is whatever Joe wants to call himself, that's what they have to accept. And it is a deliberate distortion of reality and truth. Once you can get people to say that A is B and B is A, at that point, truth doesn't exist. And everything is morally relative. And when that is essentially the essence of Christ being truth, being truth, what he said to Pontius Pilate, being truth, that is that in essence is gone because there is no truth.
No. Well, truth is no longer a defense. It's an offense. And that's what Jesus said would happen as well. So the truth is an offense. And that's, you know, that's what we're dealing with right now. So for those that want to promote the truth, like this radio show, we are an offense. But hopefully what it does is it spurs you on to such a degree that you pursue the truth as well, because it is that truth that will liberate us. Because right now we're being enslaved by the cultural ideology and we are less than. I mean, what a waste of life to think about what we're doing to these young kids. We're not catapulting them to a next level of excellence. We are absolutely retarding them, Rick, in the process. We got about 3 minutes left, and I didn't want to address about Joe Biden's terrible week. I mean, has this been the worst week ever in presidential history?
Yeah, it's really hard to believe that a president could go visit refugees in a war zone, in a war being perpetrated by an extraordinarily unpopular foreign leader who's being put up there next to Hitler in terms of popularity. And somehow that president ends up coming out of it looking like a complete doofus idiot and gets less than a bump out of it.
Would somebody tell him to quit creeping me out? I mean, his fawning over this girl, it was like, oh, my God, please. I mean, this is like, it's bordering, you know, nastiness. Okay, it's not cute. It's disgusting. And it went on forever. And the camera stayed on. He's go, please, can you cut the commercial? Do something. This is burning into my retina, and I don't want to see this anymore.
Well, I will tell you, I was that's who he is. I was more concerned with him saying that to the 82nd Airborne that they're going to be in Ukraine and see it for themselves shortly, and B that if Russia used chemical weapons, we're going to do the same back to them. Indicating direct conflict.
We'll respond.
C,
respond in kind.
Respond in kind, and then C, saying that that Putin had to leave power. Those are three. Essentially, what you had were three statements that the United States of America was going to be in direct military conflict with Russia, and his national security advisor was transparently. He didn't mean it. Fact of the matter is, the President of the United States sent a direct message to Putin that Putin's head on a pike is the end goal.
Right.
You don't get the peace when the other guy thinks his head's going to be on a pike. Trust me.
Exactly.
Trick never works.
Well, not to mention the fact, even before that, Rick, he said he's guilty of war crimes, criminal war crimes, going to The Hague. I mean, you back somebody like that, and, you know, to your very point, you back somebody like that in a corner, what do you think's going to happen?
They're not going to surrender. They're not going to withdraw. They're going to press their advantage, and that's what they're going to do. And they're going to say, make it happen. Make my day.
Well, it's a life and death issue at that point. Exactly. And not to mention the last time that we had somebody make a silly statement about, you know, assassinating a foreign leader. What happened? Who got assassinated?
Yeah. Listen, the game that's being played with Joe Biden as president is so dangerous that I think the American public sees it. He's an idiot. He's gross. But he's also dangerous. And the fact
Jackie's Dangerous is why people are talking about the 25th Amendment in Washington, D.C. right now. It's not.
And you say his low approval rating will probably be permanent. We've got, thank you, Rick. Appreciate it.
With tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration authorized a second booster dose of either Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna COVID-19 vaccines.
The CDC and the FDA are now allowing and will make available booster shots, a fourth shot, for people over 50 for the and for the immunocompromised. This is we have plenty of supply to ensure that those populations can receive these shots.
White House spokesperson Kate Benningfield. NASA astronaut Mark Vandehey and two Russian cosmonauts returned to Earth from the International Space Station aboard a Russian Soyuz spacecraft that touched down in Kazakhstan on Wednesday morning. The return concludes Vandehey's NASA record-breaking 355 consecutive days in space. NASCAR racing is in Richmond, Virginia this weekend. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Sounds like Will Smith, huh? You got nothing to do, so call the wife, bring her in. Maybe she can offer a lifeline here. I'm Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Pasco joins us. He's the Tea Party Patriots Citizens Fund political director and TPP's man in Washington. Hey, Bill, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm just having fun, man. At this point, you can't take it seriously. If you do, your head's going to explode because it just is nonstop, Bill. I mean, and I'm thinking there you are in Washington, and what is the buzz about Hunter Biden's laptop? I mean, this thing is really buzzing around. Maybe, I don't know, maybe they've squashed it on the Beltway, but I got to think in the rooms and in the corners of the Beltway, so nobody wants to talk about it. You know, nobody wants to touch it. Rudy Giuliani tells the FBI, "Well, don't you here? I've got his laptop. You don't want the laptop? I mean, they took everything else, but they don't want. Nobody wants to get caught with this hot potato. What's up?"
Well, There's an old riddle that I like to use at times like this. What's the difference between a Christian, a Marxist, and a journalist? And the answer is that a Christian is someone who asks us to believe that which we cannot see. A Marxist is someone who asks us not to believe that which we see all too clearly. And a journalist is someone who allows us to see that which he wishes us to believe. Now, they got a problem on their hands. They got a problem in the sense that there is a full-on federal investigation of Hunter Biden that's been going on for years now, it turns out. Mm-hmm. That was part of what the Hunter laptop emails revealed way back in October of 2020, about 3 weeks before the presidential election. There was so much, I'm just going to call it crap, on that on that laptop, not just emails. This guy backed up his text messages to his computer. So you can read his text messages. You can, and it's both sides of the text conversation. So you can read entire threads of conversations that he had with people. In addition, there are bank records on that laptop. Now, nobody wanted to touch it other than the New York Post. And the Wall Street Journal lauded the New York Post for its reporting at the time. But to my knowledge, those are literally the only two major news outlets that even went near this, and Fox News.
Well, and Fox News barely. I mean, you got to give the credit to Miranda Devine. Miranda Devine went full blown into this, and you know, one of the conversations when I interviewed her, one of the questions I asked her, I said, Miranda, what about the, you know, to me, the tax implications? And she didn't quite understand the question, because what I was asking about, look at, we know money went to Hunter, and clearly, some money or something, some channel went to Joe Biden. Where's that money? Where's that declaration?
Hunter is going to hold 10 for the big guy. And we know from receipts that Hunter was paying for upkeep and maintenance at Joe Biden's home in Delaware. That can be considered a form of income. So, yeah, you got real questions here about that. And then, of course, you've got the beautiful Hunter Biden message to his own daughter, who said, you know, hopefully you won't have to pay half your salary to the rest of to the big guy the way I have for my entire life. Now, if that's the case, so we know that for years there's been a full on federal investigation going on. The New York Times finally found a way to emerge from its own shame, its own self-cloaked shame, and report on this and try to catch all of its readers up with this news peg. The news peg is, guess what? He paid a bunch of back taxes. He paid $1 million in back taxes. So we can write a story about how he paid back taxes, and in the midst of that story, we'll throw in the fact that we got a lot of this information off the laptop. And so there you go through 23 paragraphs of a New York Times story that ran about 2 weeks ago, that says Hunter Biden's in trouble with the feds. He's paid $1 million. We talked to a bunch of tax lawyers and a bunch of former IRS agents who tell us, yeah, that won't get him off the hook, but it can help in a jury trial. If he goes to a jury trial, juries are much less likely to convict him if his defense lawyer gets to say, well, you know what? Yeah, he was late paying his taxes, but he did pay them all. And here's the proof. Here's the receipts. Here's the letter from the IRS saying, thank you for settling your obligation. So 24 paragraphs in, we finally see a line in the New York Times piece that says a lot of this information was taken from a laptop, emails that were authenticated. Now, the New York Times doesn't say, we didn't believe this a year and a half ago.
Yes.
The New York Times doesn't say, we hired our own forensic investigative team to go in and authenticate this. They didn't say, we've got a copy of the hard drive that we've been investigating for the last year and a half. They didn't say any of that. All they said was, we, the New York Times, say the emails were authenticated. Okay, so now the New York Times, the biggest dog of all in the Eastern establishment media world, has now said it's fair game. And people are beginning to look at it. And Miranda Devine is looking so sweet right now. And I would recommend to all of your listeners, go get the book, Laptop from Hell. It's a quick read. It'll take you two sittings to read it. Because guess what? She's written it in a way, it reads like a thriller. You don't want to put the darn thing down once you start
reading. Well, the only thing is, what'll happen is you'll throw the book.
Yes.
Because you'll read certain parts of it, and that's what I told her. I said, I've never thrown a book so much as I did yours with each reveal. As you sit there and go, how could this happen? And then the other question to me, just because my mind goes this way, is how do you have a vice president up to his earlobes in this corruption and the president? Where's Barack Obama in all this?
That's a great question.
Just asking the question.
That's a great question.
Just asking the question.
Great question. That's a great question. You know, I do have to say, my favorite part of the book was reading the section about his realization that he had been barred from the Chateau Marmont, in the hotel, the famous hotel in Los Angeles, where all the Hollywood celebrities go, where John Belushi killed himself with a cocaine overdose.
Right.
They banned him, and he said, wait a minute, why have I been banned? And the bellhop that was his inside guy was telling him, well, it looks like you've been banned because your drug use is out of control. And he says, wait a minute, the Chateau Marmont is banning me for drug use? That's rich. Oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
That was the funniest part of the book.
Yeah, Hollywood looks at it as a rehab center. What, are you kidding me? Come on, give me a break here. Unbelievable. All right, that aside, yes, read the book, and it's amazing to me, as you say, the New York Times trying to cover themselves, but they're not about to start reminding you of all the things that they printed about Hunter's laptop that said it was Russian disinformation, how they colluded with
That's right. 51
highly intelligent officers and generals and everything that led faux credence to Joe Biden, so that during the during the debate, you know, he referred to them, and that made any reference to Hunter Biden's laptop as fait accompli. It's done. It's off the table. We don't even talk about that anymore, right?
That's right. It was out of bounds. And where are these people now? Do we still see John Brennan and Jim Clapper?
Oh yeah, they're on cable. They're on cable.
They're still on MSNBC and CNN. Are they embarrassed at all? No.
No, of course not.
They're not embarrassed. You know, David Buckley, one of the signers, David Buckley, former general counsel at the Central Intelligence Agency, proudly attached his name to that. You know what he does for a living now? He's the staff director of the January 6th committee.
Well, perfect. Yeah, why not? Why not? You know, this is unbelievable. We didn't get a chance to touch on the topic, only about 40 seconds left, but Senator Cruz introducing legislation to ban the Biden administration from waiving sanctions on the Iran nuclear activities. I mean, this is incredible, right? 30 seconds.
We're going to come back to this. We're going to come back to this many times over the coming weeks, because Ted Cruz has drawn a line in the sand. It's not just the legislation. He is going to hold up Biden nominees until he gets what he wants from the Biden administration. This is going to be a president against a senator. The Constitution has implications. We'll talk more about it in the future.
Well, Bill Pascoe, as always, we appreciate the insight and the time. Stay out of trouble, buddy. Okay.
You too, Bill. Good to be with you.
At the time, Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603D787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something
something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Chris Chmielewski joins us now. He's the Number USA Director of Policy and Activism. Hey, Chris, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing well. Thanks for having me back.
Well, the headline, DHS, they've done such a brilliant job in managing the border. Now they figure the best way to cover their own back ends, I guess, is to take over all the border asylum cases, because they've demonstrated such a level of competence that we can have this feeling of safety and security that they're going to continue on with a job well done, right?
Yeah. What they're attempting to do here, what the Biden administration is proposing a new rule for, is they want to bypass the immigration judges when it comes to folks that cross the border illegally and are eligible for expedited removal. That's somebody that's crossed the border within a certain period of time, is apprehended within a certain amount of days from them crossing the border illegally and within a certain distance from the border, which includes most people that are apprehended by Border Patrol. And these folks don't have the luxury of going before an immigration judge. The law says that Department of Homeland Security can just immediately remove them. But what the Biden administration is going to do is allow them to go before an asylum adjudicator who's hired by USCIS, Citizenship and Immigration Services. These are open border bureaucrats that are going to be deciding these cases, and they'll decide whether or not this person can apply for asylum and move on through the process. And in most cases, they'll probably approve it, which means that this is just going to dramatically accelerate the number of folks that are crossing the border illegally right now, because they know even if they get caught, they can just enter asylum proceedings.
Well, and what they're finding is that the immigration judges just aren't fair. They're just too harsh on these people, right? And so the sympathy players of the left want to come in and circumvent. And of course, oh, here's another opportunity to grow the government, right? Let's add another unnecessary level of bureaucracy, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's you have these open borders groups that are just saying, hey, listen, we have this big gaping loophole in the asylum laws here in the United States that pretty much allows anybody who crosses the border illegally to claim asylum. But the problem is you have these group of people that are caught immediately after they cross the border who aren't eligible necessarily for this because they qualify for expedited removal, and/or the process is too long, and then when they eventually get before an immigration judge, guess what? Their cases are denied because an immigration judge is following the rule of the law and says, hey, guess what? You don't qualify for asylum. We're going to send you back home. So they said, how can we bypass this whole system? We're going to just throw them in front of, again, USCIS, open border bureaucrats, and have them make these decisions. And this is just a way of, again, throwing open the borders and just saying anybody who can get here, just cross the border illegally. You get caught, claim asylum, and you're in.
Exactly. Chris, is this being driven by Democrats or is this a bipartisan thing?
No, this is definitely being driven by Democrats. This is one area where there's consensus amongst Republicans. You know, we know there's some areas where Republicans disagree. There's lots of Republicans like Lindsey Graham in South Carolina, for example, who would love to give amnesty to the 11.5 million people living in the country illegally. But this is one area, closing up these asylum loopholes. This is an area where most Republicans are in agreement with each other. There are some folks like John Cornyn, for instance, has a bill that he's introduced in the last two Congresses. It would kind of throw a Band-Aid on it, but it wouldn't officially close these asylum loopholes. But I think if a better piece of legislation came to the floor, Cornyn would 100% support it.
Well, and the challenge we have is with, you know, leadership just from step one. Mayorkas has done such a lousy job. I mean, even the Border Patrol officers, I mean, the last time you saw footage, they basically turned their back on him. They didn't want to hear him anymore. I mean, he has put them in danger. He has made their job more difficult. He has made it clear that what they hired on for and what they believe that they should be doing in terms of protecting the border, it's not about protecting the border. It's about this this faux ideology that they're thrusting out there, giving lip service to the rest of the country. But, you know, now we're back to some basic things here that are so clear that Biden and the administration are flat out ignoring, just like they're ignoring a solution to our energy problem. It's like it's just too obvious for them.
Yeah, and essentially what Mayorkas has done with the support of Biden is, you know, he's turned the immigration system used to be under pre-9/11. It used to be under the Department of Justice. It's laws. We're talking about immigration laws, the legal process for coming to the country legally. So it used to fall under Department of Justice. But after 9/11, they shifted it to this new agency, Homeland Security, because they viewed immigration as one of the lines of defense for national security. And that's, you know, most Republicans believe that. And you know what? There's a fair number of Democrats who believe that as well, but not Mayorkas. Mayorkas thinks that immigration is not a line of defense for national security, even though it falls under the Department of Homeland Security. He believes that it's a service that we're providing to citizens around the world to help them come to America. And again, that's not the point. The point of immigration is to have a legal, lawful system, that makes sense and benefits Americans across all wage levels, across all races, national, everything. To have a system that serves in the best interest of America, not in the personal interests of these bureaucrats.
You know, what is it about the Democrats? They're not happy with a one-tiered system. They have to have a multi-tiered system. I mean, whether it's the Justice Department, I mean, just go down the list. I mean, you got, you know, rules for me, not for thee. You know, it's just endless. what they come up with. And it's disgusting because it doesn't serve the American people because, oh, yeah, by the way, we do have a legally approved immigration system that has routinely allowed anywhere from 750,000 people that are properly vetted, that they, you know, they're paying their own freight. They're not a burden on communities that they're released into. This is the legal way. And now we're letting, you know, I think last year it was only half that number, maybe about 400,000 or 500,000 as opposed to 1 million, because we let over 1 million come across the border, 2 million people come across the border that are totally encumbered by the community, by the taxpayer. I mean, and this is all being brought to you by the Democratic Party. I mean, what gives here?
Yeah, yeah, it really is. And you know, what I'll give them a tiny bit of credit here, because what they've done is they have gone back and looked at some of these laws that were written 20, 30, 40 years ago. Our refugee law was written back in 1980, and they've gone back and, you know, they didn't anticipate these things back in 1980, so they wrote a pretty broad law. What they've done is they've managed to find every single loophole within that law and totally take advantage of it to try to allow in as many people as possible through both the legal process and the illegal process. And it's just, it's astounding what they've been able to do. And you know, again, the question that needs to be asked is whose best interests do they have when they're doing this? They claim humanitarian reasons, but is it really helping? Is it humanitarian for the struggling Americans who are forced to compete with these folks that are coming in illegally? That's a question that I think needs to be asked of a lot of these Democrats that support these more open border type policies.
Well, I dare say it's not humanitarian for those that they think they're being humanitarian toward, because they come in, they're put in an unfair situation in some regards. This is why they're desperate and they've got to get to work. And so they'll accept being paid under the table. And we've got businesses and industries here in our country who are citizens that are participating in this because they figure, hey, cheap labor, and hey, the government's allowing it to happen. So they're just turning a blind die until, you know, maybe immigration comes in and decides to exercise whatever grievance that they have. But, you know, as long as you're playing the game according to what they say the rules are, you're going to be left alone. I mean, this is a rigged system that is all manufactured by the Democratic Party. And as long as you go along with the Democrats, you've got cover. But the first time you raise your head against them, then guess what? Immigration is knocking at your door. That's how this system works.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the story used to be, the way this thing used to work was, as long as you stay in out of trouble, as you mentioned, we're not going to bother you. Well, now they've gotten to the point where as long as you pretty much don't kill somebody, we're not going to come after you either, because with some of these sanctuary policies, they said, you know, you get arrested for driving while intoxicated or minor petty theft or something like that. You know, there's no ramifications for it. We're not going to come after you because we're not going to send ICE agents your way.
Yeah, you can slap them, but you can't kill them, which is scary. You know, because, you know, here the ratings in the Oscars were so low, second lowest of all time, and everybody's talking more about the big slap than the Oscar winners. I mean, people can't even remember that, and it makes you wonder, as one commentator said, is like, what, next year, in order to, you know, up the ante, they're going to have to shoot somebody live on TV at the Oscars, you know? What is this? It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
It really is.
Gosh, I'll tell you, you got to pray for this country, Chris. We're an absolute mess, the way this is running amok. And the thing, sadly, is it's all being generated by a minority number of people. And 99% of us are just being drug along for the ride. Heaven help us. Chris Chmielewski, thank you, buddy.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company, Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of